This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Homelessness is about a lack of affordable housing. It's also about mental health. I'm David Brancaccio in Los Angeles. The bipartisan deal to raise the federal government's debt limit passed its first test in Congress. The House Rules Committee voted to send this on to wider debate in the House today. Among its provisions, the deal holds spending flat on what are labeled discretionary programs. This week, we're looking at one corner of public policy that advocates say needs a lot more than flat. Our focus this week is called Finding Your Place, exploring homelessness from a variety of angles. Today, mental health, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Advocates will quickly tell you the main cause of homelessness is the affordable housing shortage and
people who have certain disabling conditions, mental health disabilities, substance use problems, are at higher risk of losing out in tight housing markets, so they are more likely to become homeless.
Dr. Margot Cushell runs the Benioff Homelessness and Housing Initiative at the University of California, San Francisco. She says without stable housing, managing mental illness becomes almost impossible.
The constant violence that people are exposed to, the lack of sleep, the stress and uncertainty, the humiliation, all of these worsen people's mental health.
And, says Cushell, homelessness limits their access to treatment. That's something Grace Lee sees walking the streets of Washington, D.C. for the nonprofit Pathways to Housing all the time.
So it's one thing if you and I have depression or bipolar or whatever, we just go to the doctor.
Lee helps people get signed up for Medicaid, food assistance, free phones, and housing.
When you're homeless, where do you go? What do you do?
One of her clients, Charles Gregg, has been experiencing homelessness in D.C. for almost 2 years. He says treating his PTSD and depression has gone on the back burner while he tries to get housing. But the stress of being homeless doesn't help his conditions.
Sometimes things happen that cause you to act other than you normally would, you know. And sometimes people say something or do something, and I just go totally south. And when I get excited sometimes, I talk real loud. Why are you screaming? And I don't do it on purpose, but it's just the way it comes out.
Pathways to Housing CEO Christy Respress says getting people into housing not only provides a foundation for treating mental illness.
Once people move into housing with the right support services, that actually their interaction with the legal systems go down. Their interactions with the ERs and the hospital emergency rooms, the psychiatric emergency rooms, goes down.
And using those services, she says, is much more costly over time than providing people with a place to live and services to keep them there. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
We're also following a trend to outlaw living and sleeping in unapproved locations. Our coverage, Finding Your Place, is accumulating at marketplace.org if you missed the pieces on the air. And the persistent inflation we're dealing with, it's so many people getting raises, right? Wrong. According to a new Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco study, only a tenth of one percentage point of the 3-point increase in consumer price inflation was due to wages.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We're on week number 5 of the Hollywood writers' strike with no sign of progress in negotiations, and the actors and broadcasters union, SAG-AFTRA, is holding a strike authorization vote in sympathy with the writers. And now film and television choreographers are working on unionizing. Marketplace's Trina Menino reports.
In one point in the 1989 music video for Madonna's song Express Yourself, the singer crawls in a slinky dress under a long table, and then she sticks out her tongue and laps up milk from a bowl like a cat. The video is a whole vibe, and a lot of it is thanks to choreographer Vincent Patterson.
I showed Madonna how to sit like a graceful, graceful woman and smoke a cigarette with a long cigarette holder, how to crawl across the floor and pour milk from a cat bowl down her face. There's so much more that we do than just create 5, 6, 7, 8.
Working with big Hollywood names doesn't necessarily mean that choreographers receive the same guaranteed minimum wages or benefits as their industry peers. Patterson says it was impossible for him to negotiate residuals or ownership rights for his choreography. And he worked with Michael Jackson, arguably the best dancer in pop music history.
We're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that we miss out on, that producers get or directors get or the artists get.
The Choreographers Guild is trying to change that. The new labor organization is looking to establish pay standards and help choreographers protect the work that they create. Steve Sadawi is organizing the guild.
Back in the 1930s, when the entertainment industry unions and guilds were formed, like the Directors Guild and the Writers Guild and Screen Actors Guild, somehow choreographers fell through the jurisdictional cracks.
Most commercial choreographers are gig workers, just like most unionized artists in Hollywood. Kate Fortmuller of the University of Georgia studies labor organizing in the industry.
We think of Hollywood as being really kind of glamorous, but the work itself is project-based. Not everybody works constantly, and so the unions can provide a little bit more stability.
But that's a long way off for guild members. They first have to reach a collective bargaining agreement. And one of the guild's counterparts in that is likely to be the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which is a little busy right now with the writer strike. It declined to comment. Choreographer Vincent Patterson says even though a long, possibly drawn-out process is ahead,
we're prepared to step into any situation we have to kind of get what we need now.
Patterson says he's been fighting for better working conditions for 30 years, but he's still optimistic. I'm Trina Menino for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.